What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. We all know that stuffing our faces with sweet treats is not good for us, in part because it's bad for the health-promoting bacteria that inhabit our intestines. Now, researchers have figured out how simple sugars wipe out a particular strain of beneficial gut microbes.
The underlying assumption that existed in the literature was that simple sugars such as fructose and sucrose, which are prevalent in the Western diet, are not good for humans.
Yale professor of microbial pathogenesis, Eduardo Groisman, who led the study. Simple sugars, like those in high fructose corn syrup, or the table sugar formerly known as sucrose, were thought to be absorbed in the small intestine, so a lot of our gut bacteria would never actually be exposed to them. Because fiber and complex carbs, made of long chains of sugar molecules, are harder to digest, they make it all the way to the large intestine, where they promote the growth of good bugs, like Bacteroides theta iota omicron, a microbe found in individuals who are healthy and lean.
But now, what our work actually shows is that both fructose and sucrose do make it to the colon where the microbiota exists. And second, that these sugars impact a good bacterium even though nutrition is not involved.
In other words, the bacteria are not using fructose and sucrose as food. Instead, the sugars serve as signals that shut down the production of a protein that beneficial bacterioides need to colonize the intestine. The findings appear in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Groisman says he'd like to explore whether complex polysaccharides can save bacterioides from this sugary death sentence. Because then maybe we can eat cake and have our gut bugs too.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkin.